Is it on?
Yeah, I think it's on. I'll try not to breathe into it. Oh yeah, shake those bells. Here we are. It's Christmas time again. The time of year for shaking it. Shake yourself a martini. Shake your little tush. Have a little fun. Loosen up and let the year go. Man, Christmas spirit. The time of giving and loving and doing and being and... Woo! We all love it. Ooh, yeah! Here we are in the record studio, just looking at some records. The Mistletoe Kiss by Russ Morgan. Do you know that one? On the Decca Records label. The Christmas Kiss. B.B. King, Christmas Celebration on Kent. And oh yeah! Oh yeah. This one says very good. That's How Santa Claus Will Look This Year by the Dijon Sisters on the Epic record label. 1955. Can you believe that? 1955. And here it is. Here it is, 55 years later. And we're still swinging, doing. You know, this is Sleigh Ride. This is the kind of sleigh ride where you got a little noggin in your eggnog. Pass some around. Hey, Merry Christmas. And everybody, a very happy, happy New Year.
Lost This Radio.
Here's the story of a lovely lady.
Hello and welcome to Chesty's Christmas Pixis. And if you're a real word nerd, you can find out what Pixis means and tell me why that's appropriate. This is Boots Randolph on the Monument label, Sleigh Ride. That's my favorite holiday song. I'm sure you out there have your favorite holiday song. I'm going to try to keep it rolling tonight so you can just enjoy the music. And if you want to email in, we have... the line's open for you. It's lostdiscradio at yahoo.com. Now, you may know Leroy Anderson's version, but this is not Leroy Anderson. This is Boots Randolph. Nobody knows where he got that name, Boots. You can imagine what kind of boots he's wearing. This one's got a sexy sax, and that's the way I want to keep it. Upbeat, sexy, and happy. Have a happy holiday. And let's start it off with our first set. Mm-hmm.
Christmas with me, but if you won't, you ain't nothing but a reindeer, prancing all the time. Well, if you ain't here for Christmas, then you ain't no friend of mine. If only you could hear what I'm saying, and Santa Claus could hear me praying. There isn't anything that I wouldn't pay if Elvis could be here on Christmas Day. But if he won't,
up Christmas morning with the Santa Claus blues. Let's eat the good things on our plate, 'cause if we don't cooperate, the 25th we've gotta lose. We'll wake up Christmas morning with the Santa Claus blues. Jingle bells are coming right our way. But don't forget, we've got to get the Santa Claus okay. Now I've been through it, so I know. And if you want your tree to glow, be sure to mind your P's and Q's, or wake up Christmas morning with the Santa Claus blues. Your tree to glow, be sure to mind your P's and Q's, or wake up Christmas morning with the Santa Claus blues, or wake up Christmas morning with the Santa Claus blues.
Now wait a minute! Wait a minute!
Lost This Radio.
This is George Harrison wishing you all happy Christmas, happy New Year. Drive safely. Thank you.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, and and Weasley Steve just said, that's what she said. Did you hear that? Yeah, I did say that.
Okay.
All right, let's do some back announcing here. You heard I Want to Spend Christmas with Elvis, a little novelty thing from Marlene Paula on Regent, two first names, Doc. The Jingle Bell Slide, Jack Scott, another two-named person, but a guy this time on the
like
Groove
Elvis.
Labeled. Sounds like Elvis, you know. Jack Scott's one of our favorites around here. He sounds just like Elvis, but he's not, and he's Canadian. And you can hear him on that great AM radio station. Go ahead. Jimmy.
AM 740. yes, plays lots of Jack Scott, and we're very proud, Chesty, that you obtained that copy of Jingle Bell Slide on the original Groove Records label out of
1963. Yeah. And then Santa Claus Blues by Jimmy Boyd, which is, to me, sounds, maybe I'm wrong, but does he sound like Frankie Lyman to you?
No, Frankie Lyman was a much better singer. Oh, please.
All right, on Columbia. And Santa...
Boyd, right? Boyd? I've heard
Jimmy
that.
Boyd.
I've heard Boyd be a first name before.
Okay.
Yeah,
so that's three in a row.
First
names.
And Santa Claus Baby by The Voices. And Jingle Bell Bossa Nova. Wasn't that cool? There's some instrumental for my friend Rissa out there. And that's all that's shaking it up. It's nice to be a woman at the helm of the radio ship. I imagine you're enjoying some decorating, drinking some smart eggnog, and enjoying your life, and listening to some great Christmas tunes. Here's another set for you to hang up some tinsel, hang some shiny lights, and jingle your bells.
Let's go, Daddy-o. Tis the night before Christmas, and here in my pad, I'm cooling it, Dad. Not even a rodeo moves. My nylons are swinging by the chimney with much care. But what I'm wigging for can't fit there. All the neighbor cats are knocking some Z's with visions, man, like wow, presents flying through their heads. And I sit here dreaming in my overstuffed chair of my letter to Santa, baby. Hope it got there. For I wrote him a letter a few moons ago and posted it northward through the crazy, crazy snow. I wasn't greedy as so many chicks are. No request for a TV star. I didn't ask for a trip to the left bank, man. Not even a mink to want poor little me. My wish was more simple by far than even a wish for a pink jaguar. I didn't write Santa that I wanted to ring. Diamond bracelet, not even things that swing like Kenton or Basie or the freshman four. I didn't want a ringside at the hungry eye. Or do I wish to be like a bird and fly real, real high? I don't want diamond watches or rings, no such things. I don't even dig all the high fives that swing and swing. Santa for just one thing. I fervently hope the old cat will bring. So hours before Christmas, alone in my pad, I'm dreaming of morning and going real, real mad. Santa, bring me a man.
Lost this radio.
What's this got to do with me and my life?
My professional advice would be not to answer any questions at all right now, my dear.
Are you her doctor?
No, sir. I'm her lawyer.
My folks move.
moved to New York from California. I should have listened when my buddy said, I warn ya. There'll be no surfing land, and no one even cares.
My woody's outside,
covered with snow.
It must be out of batteries or something.
Now, what do we do?
I got 10 toy soldiers for Billy Joe. I got a coloring book for Sue. I got a little toy train for Danny Boy and a cowboy suit for Lou. I got a talking baby doll for Cindy. I got a pair of roller skates for Jane. And baby, if we ever have any more kids, Christmas shopping's gonna drive me insane. Doggone this
this Christmas shopping. Well, I wonder if I'll ever get through. I tried to get everybody something that they wanted, but I didn't know what to get you. I read the kids' letters to Santa Claus. I read them over one by one. And I'd surely like to get my hands on the fella that said Christmas shopping's fun. I got 10 toy soldiers for Billy Joe. I got a coloring book for Sue. I got a little toy train for Danny Boy and a cowboy suit for Lou. I got a talking baby doll for Cindy. I got a pair of roller skates for Jane. And baby, if we ever have any more kids, Christmas shopping's gonna drive me insane. Well, I must have walked 100 miles or more. I went to every store in town. My feet started swelling and my head started aching, and I couldn't find a place to sit down. But to tell you the truth, well, I really don't mind it. I could even walk another mile. Cause on Christmas morning when they open up the presents, well, it's worth it just to see them smile. I got 10 toy soldiers for Billy Joe. I got a coloring book for Sue. I got a little toy train for Danny Boy and a cowboy suit for Lou. I got a talking baby doll for Cindy. I got a pair of roller skates for Jane. And baby, if we ever have any more kids, Christmas shopping's gonna drive me insane.
That was Buck Owens and his Buckaroos, Christmas shopping. I always had a little crush on Buck Owens. He's the cutest person out of Hee-Haw, I thought. And that's on the Capitol label. And
I liked it when they did that Heefin' and Hoein'.
Heefin' and Hoein'.
Yeah, on Hee-Haw, when they go Hee-Haw, Hee-Haw, and they do the thing on their leg with the Heefin' and Hoein'.
And you heard Beatnik's Wish by Patsy Ray and the Beatniks on Roulette. That's where Joe Stax is right now in his Beatnik pad, slugging down a few tonics.
With his gal, Kitty.
Kitty. And New York's a Lonely Town by the Tradewinds. That's on the Redbird label, which you know from the Dixie Cups. And, you know, it must be really weird to live in a place where it's warm at Christmas. I have a friend, he's a fashion photographer, this is no lie, a fashion photographer, he lives in Florida, has for many years, and he said, it's been a long time since he's had a cold Christmas. His photograph this month is on the cover of Vogue, French Vogue. Isn't that every boy's dream to be a fashion photographer like Austin Powers, Jimmy?
David Hemmings.
David Hemmings. Oh.
In France, do they call it American Vogue?
I don't know. I'll ask him.
Isn't like Vogue a French word?
Oui. Oh. All right. And then, and you know, you're Woody out in the snow. We always think of the Plow King for that one. And I'd like to say...
What? Well, I missed that.
Well,
oh. Yeah.
Covered in
snow. And our friend Randy Tiffins, what did he tell you about that?
You know, I should have looked that up. He said that on the West Coast, there was a radio station, I don't know if it was KHJ or somebody, who really the hit version of that song was the version that they inserted their call letters somewhere in that song. And so most people on the West Coast, or at least in California, know that song, New York's a Lonely Town, with the call letters from this California station in it. But so he said, even though it was a charted single, it would be sort of an obscure song for them to hear the actual real version that charted there.
It's a bad title. You'd never know it was a Christmas song.
No, it's a great tune. It kind of sounded like the Beach Boys.
Yeah, it sounds like surf tunes.
Doc, that was a surf-sounding tune. How'd you feel?
Well, somewhere here is my Pebbles compilation with that on it.
With what?
Wait, with that what? Song on it, and with the story of that song on the liner notes.
You mean with the story of the
New York's a Lonely Town? What you were just talking about? It's somewhere here this.
Well, maybe while Chesty checks out the. Are you
what
sure
year I is that? Like 1965-ish.
While Chesty, I know where the comps are. If Chesty, while you're checking the emails, I'll see if I can dig out that vinyl compilation of Docs that we may have.
Sounds good to me.
Dig.
I dig.
Whoa, wait. All right, I'm sorry. This is worth pointing out. We're just in the chat room here. Of course, we are monitoring the Cracker chat in the Cracker chat room over here at the Tab House. And we're hearing in now from Yukon Jack, our buddy Yukon Jack.
Yukon, well, he's up there with Santa Claus.
He says, and this sounds right now, he says it was radio station.
What's the guy's name? Yukon Cornelius from the... Yahoo!
That's the thing about Bumbles. Bumbles bounce!
yeah. That brings some childhood memories.
Jesty?
Yeah.
Okay, Yukon Jack there.
Sorry, Yukon.
No, not at all. He says it was radio station KRLA, right, out of Los Angeles, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
He remembers hearing that when he was out there on the left coast. So thanks for setting us straight on that, Yukon.
And then we heard Christmas Sounds by Saturday's Children. That was on Dunwich. We always think that's a kind of a cool label.
Man, it's Dunwich, man. It's, you know, we got some extra time if you want to flip that B-side of the Deck 5.
That's your favorite Christmas tune there.
Oh, man. Can we hear a little bit of that, Jesty?
I know. Well, yeah, we heard the more rare B-side, but if you want to flip the A-side because you just groove it, go ahead. Go ahead. Play it.
Well, at least a little bit of it.
Sure. I think that the B side was excellent as well. It had a little riff to it that was unexpected. You know, some people with musical talent who are burning records. Was it called burning? No. You call it burning CDs. What do you call it when you lay down a record? Grooving it?
Lathing.
If I went to the studio and I was making a record, would I say, put the grooves to it,
yeah,
daddy-o?
You probably would, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Just like the beatnik that you are, Chester.
Lay down the lines, brother.
In the mid-80s.
Are you done backing ass in there, Chester?
Yeah, that was all of them.
Was the set? Let's just hear a little bit. That was cool. Yeah, Chesty picked out the B-side of this Saturday's Children record on Dunwich, man.
I like the things I pick.
Which with a thing called Christmas Sounds.
Pixis. Nobody's told me what Pixis meant. You can use dictionary.com.
Did you want to read any emails there, Chesty, before I...
So I heard in from Joe Stacks, who's in his beatnik pad, talking about a song I played earlier that was apparently written by Don Kirshner and Bobby Darin. And I heard in from, I appreciate hearing in from Filthy Phil down there in Arkansas. Thanks for chiming in. And Babs and Slick, I have something coming up for you guys, Babs and Slick, that I think you're going to enjoy. And tell me where you are, if you're having a good time tonight, if you're staying up late, if you have a fire going.
Or if you can define the word Pixis.
Or if you can define the word Pixis, because it's Chesty's Christmas Pixis.
All right, here's the A side of that Saturday's Children record. We don't have to play the whole thing, Chesty, if you don't want. I'm just saying.
No, I love it.
The crazy thing is it's called Deck 5, which is like it's supposed to be a take on the Dave Brubeck
See,
thing.
Women, he's taken over the show. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't have to play this.
Happy holidays. It's holidays. We all share and care. Go.
It's just such a great record. Man, but they play it in 6, not in 5. I don't know.
It should be Deck 6.
Leave the microphone up, Chesty, in case you want to comment on this.
Darling, now I need a pair of games.
And I heard him from Cracker, just saying happy holidays to you, Cracker. Don't drink too much. Now for Dr. Doc Brown's holiday announcement for safe driving. Enjoy your partying, but...
don't drive your car through water of undetermined depth.
Thank you. If you've had more than three drinks, look for the sober person at the bar. Thanks. Right. Oh, I do love that. I'm sorry I talked over it.
No, please. Go ahead. I will behave myself.
You know, we did pick up some vinyl. You know, you can't help it. I love Christmas vinyl. And there's always new stuff. And I know there's a Christmas...
Yeah, but Randy Tivins won't let you do it most times.
Yeah, there's a Billboard chart just for Christmas songs. And every stupid celebrity puts out a Christmas song, don't they? And they think it's going to be good, and most of them aren't.
You should thank Randy Tivins.
Yes. Well, Randy Tivins, if you haven't heard him on the radio, he has the most incredible radio voice. And I think you need to check his show out. He kindly let me do an hour, you know, of unrelenting, fun Christmas music that, you know, people just sometimes don't want to hear so much this time of year, but I just love it. I can't get enough of it. Anyway, so I picked up this vinyl record, and we've all heard of, David Sedaris. David Siddell. He's another fun holiday person. David Seville's Chipmunks, right? And maybe even the dogs at Christmas. But who ever heard of the Christmas Woodchuck? So I had to pick up this record, even though it was 50 cents. So I haven't listened to it yet. This is fresh right now. I'm going to put it right onto. Oh, no. It disappeared. The woodchuck ran away. Okay. No, there it is.
Christmas with Woody the Woodchuck, Chesty. Which song would you like to hear? We've got two full sides of songs from him.
Well, what?
Well,
I don't know.
Here's the LP jacket. Tell me what he does. The Chipmunk song, by the way.
He's wearing a good scarf. Yeah, I guess the Chipmunk song. Is that like the Christmas song, but it's the Chipmunk song? I think that'd be good.
You can sample a little bit from this. Okay, you want to start off with the Chipmunk song?
Yeah. It is. It's the woodchuck is singing about a chipmunk. That's got to be good.
Yeah.
All right, you chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin.
Alvin.
Okay.
Wait, gone that? They didn't. That's not a woodchuck. That's the chipmunks.
Jeez, they don't even change his name.
Sorry about that.
They're yelling Alvin. It's Woody the Woodchuck, man.
Does any of it sound different? Just go random somewhere else. So let me get this straight. It's a woodchuck covering the chipmunks as the chipmunks?
What? Yeah.
That's wrong.
He's cashing in, man.
So this is for people who were too cheap to buy the real chipmunks.
No. Yeah. Sure.
All right, that's enough. I don't. I want to pick up the show again into some happy Christmas music.
They're doing your favorite song, the sleigh ride.
That's all I can take. Beep.
I want to move on to the next set because this first song in the next set is for our friends Babs and Slick. I think they'll like it.
Oh, yeah. Didn't Babs just email in recently?
She did. So spin that tune.
What, you want to tell them what it is? What is this?
It's Come On Santa by the Henchmen, which I'll talk about later.
Yeah.
I want a neighbor's Christmas this year because I'm a decent big boy. I want something fine by here and a heart filled with joy. I got nothing less than all the yellow for that. Come on, Santa, what you got in your sack? I want a fixin' haircut.
Come on, Santa, bring me your sack and put a smile on my face. No, okay. That was the Henchmen, Come on, Santa, on the Norton label. And it sounds retro. It kind of sounds like, what does that sound like, Jimmy? It sounds like
that. Sounds like the Sonics.
The Sonics. And but it's not. And it's recent. It's not a retro. It's just retro throwback. What about these guys on the cover, Doc? What do you notice about them?
Oh, I see a Schlitz beer sweater.
Yeah, we're so glad that the young folks are drinking Schlitz.
Right, right. I don't know, the other ones look like they have some prizes and, I don't know, some Christmas presents, and I don't really know. I'm a little baffled.
They're like the three wise men of beer. They're bringing gifts of Schlitz. What are the three? You know, it's not frankincense, myrrh, and gold. Incense, gold, and myrrh.
It's
gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I was right.
Ass, cash, or grass, Jesse.
No. What are the three beers? What are the three golden beers that you would want for Christmas? You can email me now and tell me your three golden beers.
All right.
Keep it moving along here. More music for you to enjoy your Christmas by.
You know Christmas time is coming now, baby. Tell me though, Santa Claus gonna come to you. Whoa, you know Christmas time is coming now. Tell me though, Santa Claus gonna come to you. You know I'm gonna send it myself, darling. I'm gonna bring you a present and do the little thing that you may want me to. down Main Street in New York City. Old Santa Claus had a bill in his hand. Yes, you know I went down in New York City. I saw Santa Claus. He was standing there with a bell ringing in his hand. Why, you know the poor children were running up, hollering, "You gonna come to me, Sandy?" He said, "Little girl, please put something in old Sandy's hand." Whoa, ain't it happy to see these old people learning the young one. Yeah, just learning them exact what to do. So sweet, it's so sweet to see these old people learning the young children just what to do. Mother said a many years ago, Santa Claus come to me. Now this year he gonna come to you. My little sister said, take your stocking down. Hang it up on the head of the bed. Talking to a friend, she said, take your stocking and please hang it up on head of the bed. She said, no, we all God sent children. In the morning, old Santa Claus gonna see that we all is fair.
Go, Chesty, go.
While walking down the road Christmas morning, I saw a reindeer with his nose all red.
Rudolph!
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. The other reindeer, I used to laugh and call him names, and they never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright,
won't you come to God's lid?
All right.
Oh, well, now then, how the reindeers loved him. As they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you go down in history.
God's
lid. Oh, sure.
Oh, well, now then, how the reindeers loved him. I had to shout it out with glee. I Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. You go down in history. You go down in history. You go down in history.
When you get hit by a truck, do you feel run down? When you turn out the lights at night, does everything go black? When you stay up three nights in a row watching the Late Late movie on television, do you feel tired?
Lost this radio. Lost this radio. Lost this radio. Lost this radio.
He's dead, Jim.
That's the way you look at it, mister.
They remind you there, take care of your birds in the backyard. I want everybody to fill up your feeders because the birds deserve a nice Christmas too. I want to thank you, Kondrak, for writing in about Pixis. He found out it's a box, among other things. So what do you want in your box for Christmas? What do you want in your box?
I want what's in your box, Jesse.
And we heard Santa by Lightning Hopkins on Spear Sound, always cool. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by the Cadillacs on Page. And Christmas by the Mark Scott Teens on Challenge. Hey, Doc, would you like to have a group named after you, a bunch of teenagers, the Dr. Doc Brown Teens?
Oh, sure. That would be quite a tribute. I wonder what kind of music they would play, though.
Yeah, the Dr. Doc Brown Teens.
Acid rock.
So, it's another, you know, double name there. Mark Scott, double first name, Mark Scott. You know how we love that. Well, I hope you enjoyed my Christmas Pixis. I enjoyed going through the records and pulling out the ones that I like and listened to a whole lot more than just this. And I pulled out the ones that I thought gave me a happy mood and were interesting in their own way. And I hope you and yours find love and happiness and find the politeness and joy that people have, you know? People are nice for a while. They let you in when you want to come in off the highway. I don't know, they smile. I guess we all like Christmas. We all look forward to it, even when you're not a kid anymore. Any words of wisdom?
Save Santa's land.
Yeah, Santa's land in Vermont. That's a particularly great place in our heart here. Santa's land up in Vermont. You just can't believe how wonderful that place is. It's been around for 50 years. How many years?
1957. Check out, there's a website that was just recently set up called Santa's Land Fan.
Yeah, check it out. Weasley Steve, any Christmas wishes you want to send out to family, friends? No. All right. I hope you enjoyed it. Jimmy, Merry Christmas.
Peace.
Now, what do we do?
Stop!